Translation. You are fit to propagate the cult of devotional service. Therefore, gradually, hear all the truth about it from me. I shall tell you about them.
Yoga patra how to me. This is how, not how. Yoga patra how to me. Bhakti pravartaite. Kame sham tattva suno kahiye tuma. So propagate the devotion service, Krishna consciousness. Requires the fit person. Not that one can eat it. It is not possible. One who is fit to take this responsibility, he receives proper instruction and help from higher authority. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu selected Sanatana Goswami as a fit person, Sanatana Goswami and Rupa Goswami. They were ministers, but when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first met them in Ramkili, Malda district, at that time, one of the headquarters of Bengal government. So he thought, not only he thought, that these Chaitanya Mahaprabhu associates, they are eternal associates. They appear somewhere, the Haridas Thakur appeared somewhere in Mahavadan family. Sanatana Goswami was found engaged in government service. Raghunath Das Goswami was a Jamindar's son in different places. But actually, they appeared to fulfill the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore they are called Nitya Siddhas. That's why Arjuna. Arjuna is Nitya Siddha friend. Eternal friend. Otherwise, how Krishna said that Arjuna, when I spoke to Sangha, Arjuna inquired, the Krishna, how can I believe? Thank God is long, long millions of years ago. How is that? You taught him. So what Krishna replied? Krishna says, yes, you were also present there, but you have followed. I am not from. So similarly, whenever Krishna goes anywhere, his eternal associates also go with him. So, Sangha Pangasa Parsadam, about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is said in the Bhagavatam, Krishna Vannam Tisha Krishnam Sangha Pangasa Parsadam. Sangha, associates. Therefore, you worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his associates. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shiva Daita Radhadhar Suvasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. These are principal associates and similarly other devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are six Goswamis and many others. We have got the list in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. So they are all Nitya Siddhas, eternal. There are two kinds of living entities. Nitya Siddha and Nitya Bodha. Nitya Siddha means they never fall a victim of Maya. That is Nitya Siddha. Even though they are within this material world, they are never victimized. That is called Nitya Siddha. And one who is victimized, he is called Nitya Bodha. But the actual constitutional position of every living entity is Nitya Siddha. Because God is eternal and is part and parcel, the living entities, they are also eternal. So that is Nitya Siddha. Nitya Siddha, Sadhana Siddha, Pipa Siddha, there are different grades that are described in the lecture of devotion. So, one can become Sadhana Siddha by following the rules and regulations and instruction of the spiritual master. He can also become Siddha. He can become again Nitya Siddha. So, the Krishna consciousness movement is to make the Nitya Bodha again Nitya Siddha. To bring them. It is a difficult task. I was talking in the morning. It is a very difficult task. So, just like a madman. A madman to again bring him to the normal life is very difficult. You have got in your country so many institutions. So, the whole world, anyone who is in this material world is a madman. Pishachi paile jano mati channa har. Mayagrasta jivere sei dasa upaja. When a man becomes grossly haunted and he talks all nonsense, similarly, anyone who is in this material world, they are all mad. And Krishna consciousness movement means to cure them by this treatment. So if anyone accepts this treatment, then he can make progress very quickly. Therefore, any madman, if he is under proper treatment, there is hope of his being cured. But the modern education is that to keep him madman. That is the defect of modern education. Everyone is madman within this material world. And the modern education is to keep him madman. Therefore they cannot understand our philosophy. This Krishna consciousness philosophy is very bona fide and most essential philosophy. A madman cannot understand. But that does not mean the process of treatment should be stopped. No, it must go on. It cannot be stopped. Therefore, the previous verse, it is said, Achiradeva sarvartha siddhati isham abhikshita sadhanma sarvabodhaya jishana nidbandhini mati. One must at least understand that we are in a everyone understands that, but Maya covers does not allow him to understand properly. Here in this material world, we are trying to become happy. Just like in your country, is supposed to be most advanced in material civilization. They are trying to be happy, but we can see, even in this New York City, nobody wants to stay 24 hours there is blazing fire. Tung, 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 tung. Stop this. Why there is blazing fire? Nobody wants it. But they are must, because you are in the material world. However big, big skyscraper building you may have, you have to suffer. But this dull brain cannot understand. Because madman. So this dull brain has to be cured. All rascals, mura. But it's a fact. Naman duskiduna mura prapadante narava. Duskiduna means simply unnecessary, wasting time, adjusting things, material. This is miscreants. They do not know that for one type of advantage I have to create 100 times disadvantage. This is the fact. We are coming from New Vrindavan, they are living very comfortably in open space. There is no such disturbance 24 hours, dung, 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 dung. No disturbance. But you have created some advantages to live in this type of training. There are so many other disadvantages also. So, therefore, sometimes the Indians are accused that believe in destiny. But that is actual fact. You cannot improve a single inch than your destiny. That is not possible. That is not possible. If you want to increase your so-called happiness, then you simply waste your time. That is Prahlad Maharaj's instruction. Nasakrayasam kattabham. I am not in a good position economically. Let me try to improve it. That you cannot. Otherwise, in New York City, so opulent, so materially advanced, why we see so many men in the Central Park lying on the bench? Why? They do not belong to the poor nation or poor city. Still, because he is destined, he must lie down. Maybe he is a rich man's son, being born in this nation, but because he is destined to suffer, he must lie down. Because he is destined to suffer, he must become a hippie. So you cannot stop it. You cannot stop it. That is not possible. Therefore, those who are advanced in knowledge, these do not try for all this nonsense, improving material condition. It will not make sense. It will increase problems. The so-called happiness will increase problems. Then you have to deal with that problem, then again another problem, another problem. Previ-jhi-sa-gunamai mama-maya-durat-paya. Because they are trying to control over the laws of material nature. That is impossible. It is never impossible. If you solve one question, then you will have to meet with thousands of other questions. It is not possible. So, our basic literature says that do not waste your time in that way. Better you utilize your valuable time to understand Krishna. Then your life is successful. Jasmin vijñāte sarvamedam vijñātam bhavanti. If you simply try to understand Krishna, then you will understand everything. Very nice. That's why we sometimes challenge the big scientists, philosophers, psychologists. But we are not psychologists or scientists. 10 years before, in my easy journey to other planet, I have written that this moon-going attempt is childish and waste of time. Still we are challenging that Mars going so far. It is also fair, right? It is fair. Not just a process. So how we are saying, how we are challenging this big science? Because we know from the Vedic literature that it is not possible to go to the moon planet on Mars in that way. It is not possible. You have to qualify yourself. This guy to come to America, one has to qualify himself for the proper visa, passport, and so many other things, bank balance, visa. How can go to the other? There have planetary system. So this is all childish. But if you want to go at all, then it is possible if you follow the proper process. That is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Jāti deva bhata devāṁ pithrīṁ jānti pithrīṁ bhata bhūteja jānti bhūtāni madhjājino ki jānti māṁ. So, the intelligent person, they will try to attain for this. Madhjājino ki jānti māṁ. Let me become a devotee of Krishna, so that next life I go directly to Krishna. Māmupeśta kaunteya dukkhālaya masāsatam nāpnubhanti mahātmāna saṁsiddhīṁ paramānasa. That is the highest perfection of life. So if we little understand this philosophy, that there is another life, which is eternal blissful life of knowledge. If we simply become serious to go to that life, then the Krishna consciousness is the only method. But if we want to live in this rotten life of material existence, then we can continue. Yathe sasi tatha kuru, whatever we like and do. But if you have got little inclination, then there is process. Therefore, in the previous verse, we have read, sabdharma sabbudhaya jesham nidbandhini mati. Sabdharma means eternal life. Dharma means occupational duty. Here, we are engaged in temporary occupation that this dull brain cannot understand. Now I have got Indian body or American body. I am engaged in American consciousness. But as soon as the body is changed, I get the dog's body, then dog consciousness. Whole thing changed. So therefore it is temporary. This consciousness is temporary. Say for 50 years or 100 years at most. But this dull brain cannot understand that there is a life of eternity, blissful knowledge. The dull is of truth, just like a madman cannot understand. So our task is very difficult. We have to cure so many. It is not possible to cure all of that. But as far as possible, we are trying to cure. And simply one has to accept this philosophy seriously, then he will get knowledge. Tad dharma sava bodhaya jihanam is bandhanimati. So, it is the duty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's representative to take instruction from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and spread it. That is, he has said, yogyapatra hao tumi bhakti pravartait. You are the fit person. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives instruction. If you are unfit, then there will be no instruction. And what is the fitness? Fitness is he must be very eager to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why Sanatana Goswami approached, my Lord, you have released me from this material occupation. Now, order me, what shall I do? This is what. One must be ready, very eager to carry out the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he will give you instance. And as soon as you get the favor, mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is very simple. Simply, we must be serious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amaratnaya Guru hai ya taro hai ibis. Jare dakho tare kaho kusha. This is the samansara stance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instance. The details are there, but this is the platform. You must be ready to become a guru simply by repeating the instruction of Krishna, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, we have taken Bhagavad Gita as it is, and following the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are preaching to our best capacity. This is the path that you must be ready. You must be serious. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will give you proper instruction. And then he will be a very nice preacher for the benefit of the whole world. Thank you very much.